We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and welcome, wonderful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendosat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Vege. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV, and in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA, in Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, and in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ulf District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South African youngsters appeared with caring mentors through an online program. In humanitarian news, mobile phones helped to deliver financial aid to families in the Philippines. In conservation news, the European Union donates 2.2 million euro to help reintroduce the great bustard to the United Kingdom. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 5th, eminent composer, pianist and conductor Sergei Sergeyevich Prokofiev is remembered. He was born in Santsovka, Ukraine in 1891 and passed away on this day in 1953. Mr. Prokofiev, recognized as one of the greatest composers of the 20th century, worked in a variety of genres, including symphonies, film music, operas, ballets and program music. The ballet Romeo and Juliet, the opera War and Peace, based on a novel by renowned Russian writer Leo Tolstoy, and his Symphony No. 7 are some of his outstanding compositions. May Sergei Sergeyevich Prokofiev's remarkable musical legacy continue to bring joy to many appreciative individuals for generations to come.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from New Zealand. On Wednesday, March 2nd, strong winds reaching up to 70 kilometers per hour raised massive clouds of dust throughout Christchurch, New Zealand, disrupting the efforts of rescue and recovery teams working since the devastating February 22nd earthquake. As the wind also spread bacteria and viruses from the broken sewage infrastructure, city government officials handed out face masks, urging citizens to ward hygienic measures such as frequent hand washing to guard against potential spread of contagious diseases such as bird flu. The official quake death toll of 160 as of Wednesday is expected to pass 240 as more of the missing are found.
While the New Zealand government and organizations such as the Red Cross and Salvation Army have been providing support to many victims in need of food and shelter, some parts of the city are still in need, especially those with the limited access to power and water.
This whole community over here still doesn't have fresh cleaning water, sewage or any power. So as you can appreciate, cooking and the basic needs are very essential.
When the 6.3 magnitude quake occurred, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated 27,000 New Zealand dollars for emergency needs. With her loving condolences and prayers, she requested that our association members please go help wherever needed and to bring comfort to the affected. Covering their own travel and related expenses of 5,000 New Zealand dollars, our association members from throughout New Zealand came together at Christchurch.
Warm, nutritious vegan meals were provided along with fresh fruit and clean drinking water to the appreciation of the recipients. In addition, a continual supply of 60 warm meals per day is being provided to elderly residents and staff at local retirement homes.
I'd like to say thank you to your master and your organization for providing this support. You know, from our point of view, you know, we all need to work together. It's a collaboration, you know, and the more people that are able to come and volunteer, provide food, provide funding, resources to enable us to pull this off, the better.
With thanks to the Christchurch government, organizations and all personnel assisting the earthquake victims, we also join in appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's timely, loving aid and the caring work of our association's relief team. With sympathy for the loss of precious lives, we pray for the smooth recovery of the New Zealand residents and that such disasters are minimized through the gentle lifestyles of humankind.
Hundreds flee floods in central Italy. At least four people lost their lives to flooding caused by the heaviest rainfall to sweep the Marche region of the Adriatic coast in 40 years. As of Wednesday, March 2nd, a state of emergency was declared in the coastal city of Trieste, where around 100 people required medical treatment after being blown over by 170 kilometer per hour winds. With several rivers that burst their banks, officials estimated that evacuees would reach into the hundreds, many of whom lost all their belongings to the deluge, as dinghies were used to rescue dozens of people from flooded homes in areas such as Fermo, Caserta d'Eta, and Porta Sant'Elpidio. The rain and intense winds also caused power outages in many areas, with rail service disrupted and the Ancona Airport closed as its runways were submerged.
Conveying her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is required and to go, if possible, to render support for the most desperate. She added that assistance for urgent needs is available.
Our appreciation, Italian officials and personnel working to assist the flood victims, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern. With our sympathies for the lives lost, may the residents smoothly recover their regular daily lives as we pray that such treacherous conditions are alleviated through our gentler, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thai media reports on delectable vegan meals at Loving Hut.
In the article Imitation Deserves Flattery, published in the popular Thailand-based Bangkok Post, reporter Vinaya Sriangura gave an enthusiastic review of the vegan restaurant chain, saying, "Would you believe vegetables and tofu could taste better than the so-called real thing? This strictly vegetarian restaurant could convince you." The review went on to address the earth-friendly benefits of choosing plant-based fare, such as that offered at Loving Hut.
The restaurant's missions is to help save the planet, meaning to combat global warming, water shortages, air pollution, animal extinction, land degradation, and deforestation, simply through what we eat. Methane emissions from livestock are a substantial contributor to climate change, and clearing forests for animal-based industries has led to land degradation and the extinction of many species.
Reflecting on her fulfilling experience at the Charon Nekon Loving Hut in Bangkok, Vania Sriangura emphasized the vegan venue certainly lives up to its goals.
There are many factors that made me fall in love with the Bangkok branch of the restaurant. First and foremost is the fact that its food was truly delicious, let alone that its menu offered as many as 150 gourmet dishes that came with very reasonable price tags. The extensive menu, in which you can find incongruous words like duck, pork, fish, and seafood, listed appetizers, salad, soups, curry, and tom yum, nem frick, or chili dip, rice and noodles, stir-fried and steamed items, as well as steak and pasta, all made strictly without any animal products and byproducts. The restaurant also offered an impressive selection of drinks and desserts.
We thank Ms. Vinaya Sriangura and the Bangkok Post for sharing the eco-conscious and scrumptious benefits of plant-based fare. May more and more people turn to the wholly rewarding vegan lifestyle for a kinder, more verdant planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
100-strong rescue beached whale. As a young humpback whale was spotted having emerged from the water onto the sands of a beach in Manzanillo, Mexico, a group of 100 people, comprising Mexican Navy personnel, biologists, veterinarians, and other volunteers, assembled in an immediate attempt to save the marine mammal. After 24 hours of continuous efforts and with the help of both ground and mechanical excavation vehicles, as well as a Coast Guard vessel, the 6-ton, 30-foot whale was successfully returned to the ocean, along with everyone's prayers that he would be reunited with his family and other pod members. A big bravo, rescue team members, one and all, for your dedicated work that saved the precious life of this young sea mammal. We, too, pray that such care prevails from all of humanity for this and all whales to live out their days in the safety and happiness of their natural environment.
Save our planet. Scientists warn of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, dire consequences. Following several years of invited public opinion, which was consistently in favor of a continued moratorium, the United States Food and Agriculture Department recently approved the unregulated planting of Roundup Ready alfalfa, or RRA, a genetically modified alfalfa for designed to survive the chemical herbicide Roundup, scientifically known as glyphosate. However, in a new study, scientists have discovered for the first time a very tiny organism within these genetically modified crops that is self-replicating and appears to be able to cause disease in both plants and animals. With alfalfa being the fourth largest crop in the US, covering millions of acres of land, an independent group of scientists, farming, consumer, and food safety groups are now warning that the unregulated planting of genetically modified alfalfa is at particular risk of spreading disease, because it also stands to contaminate natural crops.
Specifically, the diseases associated with the organism found in the GMO alfalfa include a lethal disorder that can afflict soy plants, as well as one that appears to cause late miscarriages in farm animals. These findings were presented by Professor Emeritus Don M. Huber of Purdue University in the USA, who coordinates the Emergent Diseases and Pathogens Committee as part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Plant Disease Recovery System, warning that the cultivation of genetically modified alfalfa could cause irreparable damage to the food supply. Dr. Huber stated, "If indications hold true, we're set up for the greatest disaster that this country or the world has ever seen, that will dwarf any major famine or drought that has ever been recorded." Previous studies have also linked the use of the herbicide glyphosate with damaging human health, such as killing cells and causing infertility. Dr. Huber has called for more research on the effects of GMO crops before the irreversible decision about alfalfa goes into effect.
Dr. Huber and fellow scientists, our sincere thanks for this urgent warning about genetically modified crops. Let us choose beneficial organic vegan farming methods for a world in which human, animal, and environmental health prevail.
Speaking during an October 2009 video conference in Hong Kong, Supreme Master Qinghai mentioned the many hazards of genetically modified organisms, along with the need to avoid their use to ensure human welfare.
Nowadays, many people try to do this so-called genetically modified food. So sometimes we eat the vegetarian food and we don't even know that there are animal substance in it, scientifically speaking. Meat is being linked to disease of all kinds, with cholesterol, obesity, heart disease, and strokes. So if we put meat or animals' substance into vegetables, then we will also have similar effect, more or less. I think we should not mess up with nature and play God. Whatever nature has already offered to us, that is good enough. There might be more incurable disease that come from GMOs that we don't even know will happen yet. Right now, even if we just eat the normal meat, and we have so many incurable diseases already, if we mix it with vegetable, maybe we will have more incurable disease and more strange disease that we don't even know how to deal with in the future. So it's better to have organic vegan farming method.
As Libyan protesters gain more support from Marines in Tobruk and a growing number of indigenous groups, including the Zawiya, Zintan, and Bani Wali tribes, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has called a special session of European Foreign Ministers for March 10 to discuss the situation. as the European Union announces it is tripling its donation of humanitarian aid for the second time. The new total of 30 million euros is intended to provide additional help for the refugees fleeing Libya.
Although protests for greater freedom and political reform continue in Saudi Arabia and Armenia, the prevailing theme is one of governments agreeing to address the legitimate demands of the people, with citizens also pledging to work more closely with the government in achieving the advancements they seek.
Meanwhile, six minority parties in Bahrain agreed for the first time to accept Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa's offer for dialogue, asking that the government first apologize for protesters' deaths, as well as agree to the election of an assembly that will draft a new constitution, creating an elected parliament with full legislative powers, in addition to members of the current government stepping down. In Tunisia, interim president Fouad Mabaza announces a date of July 24th for the election of a national assembly to create a constitution containing laws enabling free and fair elections, with the caretaker government stepping aside after the elections.
Finally, in a meeting with representatives of five Moroccan unions, King Mohammed VI's advisor, Mohammed Mouattassim, announces that the king recognizes the importance of speeding the process of change to address the demands of the people, and has decided to begin making economic, political, and social reforms.
Save Our Planet. In partnership with the Indonesian government and conservation group, the Forest Trust, Indonesia's largest palm oil supplier, Sinarmas, pledges to stop all deforestation for palm oil plantations to preserve trees and promote sustainable development.
Warning news. Seeking the cause for a disturbingly high percentage of frog deformity seen in areas near urban environments, U.S. researchers find links to pollutants such as prescription medicines and chemicals like bisphenol A from plastics that mimic the actions of hormones.
Hi, I'm Duni the Desert Tortoise, and I'm following a delectable vegan diet. Today, I have a frugal tip to share for clothes shoppers. Try to purchase garments at the end of their season. For example, buy summer things when fall clothes come out to take advantage of the sales on clearance items. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In education news, South African youngsters are joined with caring mentors through an internet program. Infinite Family connects orphans or youth without stable families with adults throughout the world who provide support and guidance. Founded by American Miss Amy Stokes of New York State, the project has brought together almost 300 South African teenagers with nearly 200 adults. The pair meet online through live interface at least half an hour a week. There are also options available for the two to engage in shared activities such as doing homework, surfing the net, or discussing urgent matters. Buta Lazy, one of the participants, has changed from being a disinterested student to presently studying for a degree in information technology. He said of his mentors, "They've been there for me just like my parents." Kudos, Miss Amy Stokes and Infinite Family, for your life-enhancing endeavour. May you continue to encourage lovely South African children to develop with all confidence for a bright future with God's grace.
In humanitarian news, mobile phones help to deliver financial aid to families in the Philippines. In programs such as Cash for Work, the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, pays individuals to rebuild homes and communities that have been affected by adverse weather conditions. The funds, which are sent through cellular phones, give the recipients the opportunity to purchase a variety of food in their own localities. This has the added advantage of supporting local businesses. Our sincere thankfulness, World Food Programme, for your laudable project. With heaven's blessings, may it bring great benefit to the pure-hearted people of the Philippines. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the Great Bustard is being reintroduced to the English countryside. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more admirable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, pleasant news for an amiable world. In conservation news, the European Union donates 2.2 million euro for a project to help reintroduce the Great Bustard to the United Kingdom. The world's heaviest flying bird, which disappeared from the UK by 1832, has a wingspan of up to 2.4 metres and a standing stature of over 1 metre for males. Operated by the Great Bustard Group in collaboration with Natural England, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, and Bath University, the program relocates Russian-born chicks to the natural environment of Salisbury Plain. The program has resulted in at least 6 hatchings in the wild and a population of approximately 18 birds. The fund will be used to track the feathered friends and create feeding areas which are most suitable for them. Congratulations, Great Bustard Group and other organisations involved, for this significant achievement. May the beautiful Great Bustards once again flourish as humanity increases responsible stewardship for all divine avian messengers.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Basic Conditions.
Mary went into a law office. "I want to know if I have the basic conditions for divorce," the lawyer said. "Are you married?" "Mary, of course I am," the lawyer said. "You have the basic conditions."
And now for our viewers' heartline on the live broadcast of the first Middle East Vegetarian Congress held in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. Supreme Master Ching Hai, the honoured guest speaker by video conference, shared her immense knowledge of both the environmental and spiritual benefits of the vegan diet.
To the Middle Eastern Vegetarian Congress, we are thrilled from the audience. Time to take the vegan spirit everywhere. Ram from Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Vibrant Ram, it is delightful to receive your enthusiastic note. The first Middle East Vegetarian Congress was a fantastic event. Supreme Master Ching Hai's profound message was indeed very inspirational. We pray the earth-saving vegan lifestyle is adopted by each individual throughout the United Arab Emirates and our world. May heaven bless you and all the precious souls of your sun-graced nation.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be ever more blessed by the infinite love of the Providence.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping meets with the President of Pakistan's Joint Chief of Staff Committee, Khalid Shamim Wing, where the two affirm their nation's friendship and agree to strengthen cooperation in the areas of security, trade, culture, and education.
New technology allows speakers and entertainers to be displayed via holographic video projection, whereby a film performance is presented in a live 3D image.
In an effort to support Mexico's security in addressing organized crime through improved technology, training, and infrastructure, El Salvador sends Attorney General Romeo Barahona for a visit to exchange professional experiences with the country.
Thanks to the advocacy of the Passive Pressure Animal Welfare Group of Croydon, UK, 7,072-week-old hens scheduled to be slaughtered at a free-range egg farm in East Sussex are rescued and delivered to the safety of new homes.
In a meeting with Israeli and Palestinian officials, Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt discusses efforts to renew peace talks as he calls on Israel to halt all settlement construction and reaffirms Sweden's support of an independent Palestinian state.
Thanks to the Water for All program launched by Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, the government of Angola announces that most residents of central Benguela province will have clean drinking water available by the end of the year.
In efforts to revive tourism in the country, young Egyptians have initiated the Egypt is Safe campaign, with students working to clean national monuments in Cairo's historic Tahrir Square to welcome more visitors.
To help improve health services and enhance cordial relations between the two countries, Japan donates nearly €225,000 to Serbia in the form of medical equipment and ambulances.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.